Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. My guest is going to tell us about four supernatural events that have transpired that signify the end of the world. Woo. Yeah. I am so looking forward to you meeting my good friend, Jonathan Burness. The reason that I'm looking forward to this is I've known Jonathan for 30 plus years. I remember the first time we met. I don't think we should talk about it.
Let's talk about it after the show.
Okay, but I want to tell you this. God has used Jonathan in a way that, in my opinion, hasn't happened since Bible days, in my opinion. Let me tell you what happened. One day, he comes to me, he says, Sid, I have this thought that I can't shake, that I'm supposed to go to the Soviet Union and reach Jewish people. And we talked about it, and we prayed, and the next thing I know, God supernaturally opened up the doors, and Jonathan invited me to go with him to his first trip to the Soviet Union. And he rented a big theater, and you may wonder how he lost his hair. He thought no one would show up. How many people would be seated there, Jonathan?
It was a 4,000-seat hall. My hair was already pretty much gone by
then. I know.
But I would have lost it.
I'm sure.
I rented this 4,000-seat
hall.
Well,
how do you think I lost? No.
And then I went home after renting that hall and then realized what I had done. But it was a... inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and as a result, stepping out in faith, that hall was filled every day.
Excuse me, filled with Jewish people that did not know Jesus. You got
amazing.
That?
And
how many would you say?
Thousands turned away.
Thousands turned away, but how many were seated there?
Over almost 4,000.
Ye of little faith.
Ye of little faith. Knowing they were going to hear the gospel. That's what was so amazing. Knowing they were going to hear about Jesus.
But here's the best part. It's jam-packed. Thousands of Jewish people can't get in. They're fighting to get in to hear the gospel. And Jonathan shares his testimony, and he gives an invitation, not knowing what's going to happen. What happened?
They just poured out of their seat. 80% of the hall and rushed down to the front. Some were running, tears streaming down their faces, and they prayed. They followed me in a prayer to receive Jesus, Yeshua, as their Messiah. I'm amazed.
This hasn't happened since the book of Acts, as far as I'm concerned. So, but there is a reason this happened. Many reasons. But there were two keys that Jonathan and I were doing back in those days that made the difference. Jonathan and I used to get together for days of prayer and fasting and speaking in supernatural languages. You remember those days?
I remember them very well.
And you and I we did not know, Jonathan, that when we were speaking in supernatural languages, what you see on It's Supernatural, what you see in Jewish voice, we prayed that in tongues into existence.
It was birthed those 20 years ago in Rochester, New York, as we prayed in other tongues, as the anointing came on us and we moved into travail, to groanings. We actually birth things in the spirit that are just coming to pass today, Sid, and maybe some of those things are yet to come to pass. It's very exciting.
I talked to a nephew a couple of days ago, and I said to him, are you praying in supernatural languages? And I knew he wasn't. I had challenged him previously. I knew he did it for about a week, and, you know, and that was it. And I told him, I want you to come to my studio in Charlotte. I want you to walk around. State of the art. I mean, ESPN News came by to look at our cameras because they're so state of the art. You know, the building is perfectly designed for us. The staff is the best staff I've ever had. And guess what? We don't owe anyone anything, and to God be the glory. So, in addition to praying in tongues, there was one other thing we did back then. Explain.
There was, Sid, Romans 10, verse 17 is so critical. It says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There's two hearings in there. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because there is two ears that all of us have. We have the ear, the natural ear, but we also have an ear to our spirit, Sid. And the way that faith is released is by confessing the word of God, hearing it with our natural ear to the point that it finally drops into our spirit, makes it through that second hearing. And when that happens, faith is built in our heart. And then when we speak forth from our spirit, it's released into the atmosphere, and it has creative force.
Give me an example of, say, that woman with leukemia.
There was a woman with leukemia, and she was within days of dying. She began to listen to and confess healing scriptures, scriptures that confess healing, that promise healing. That's one of the natures of God, that God is our healer. He's our health. She began to hear these scriptures in English and in Hebrew, and eventually they got into her spirit, and within days of passing on, she was completely healed of leukemia, and according to this pastor's letter to us, the doctors couldn't even find any more leukemia in her body because God's word works.
I'm going to tell you something. These two keys, we were doing it and we didn't even know what we were doing. What would happen if you did it intentionally? You know? I have to tell you this, Jonathan. You don't mind, do you? I have to tell you this. I have been praying in tongues approximately an hour every day. The last 2 days, I haven't been praying in tongues. I have been laughing in supernatural languages the entire time. You know who I'm laughing at? The devil. You know who deserves to be laughed at? The devil!
That's right.
We'll be right back.
That's right.
Let there be light. And there was light. These words, as recorded in Genesis that God spoke when He created the heavens and the earth, were in Hebrew. More when we return to It's Supernatural.
My passion is for you to walk in divine health 24/7. That's why I handpicked my favorite healing scriptures from many translations of the Bible, personalized them for you, and made them available in this free ebook. I want you to meditate or pray out loud these scriptures over your life daily and witness the supernatural healing power of God's kingdom come upon you.
Download your free Healing Scriptures ebook now.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth here with Jonathan Burness, and Jonathan and I were talking about sounds. You see, when you meditate on God's word, when you confess God's word, you're speaking out loud. And sounds are like carriers of the presence of God. And I have heard Hebrew all my life. There's something so supernatural about Hebrew. Tell us some of the reasons it's a supernatural language.
Well, Sid, the Hebrew is the tongue of the prophets. That's that. Mm-hmm. The writers of the New Testament wrote and spoke in Hebrew. Jesus, Yeshua, which was his Hebrew name, that was his given name, spoke in Hebrew, taught, I believe, in Hebrew. And according to the rabbis, according to the ancient sages, when God spoke the world into existence, He spoke it in the Hebrew language. Let there be light. And so there's creative power in Hebrew. Also, it's a restoration of the last days promises that are laid out in Scripture, the return to the land of Israel, and the restoration of the Hebrew language. It was prophesied thousands of years ago.
Tell me one of the prophecies.
Well, one of my favorite is in Jeremiah chapter 31, and there are several, but it says specifically, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says, when I bring them back from captivity. And this is what ultimately happened in 1948 and has been happening since.
By the way, when the Jewish people came back to captivity, the Bible says we were scattered to the four corners of the earth. So when we came back, we spoke the languages of wherever we were scattered.
But yes, all the different languages. Hebrew as a spoken language really died out after Jerusalem was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD, and we had the dispersion. But the promise that God makes concerning the last days, when I bring you back from captivity, the people of the land of Judah and its towns will once again use these words or this language. And it actually starts with what we call the Aaronic benediction, Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. It's a promise of the modern restoration of Hebrew, which began before the restoration of the State of Israel, by the way, Sid, in the 19th century.
And you know what I find interesting? In the United States, the one country where the majority of the Jews have not gone back, or a lot of Jews have not gone back to Israel from, in the United States, because Hebrew was a dead language, but then was restored in Israel, we didn't know how to read Hebrew. So they invented an ingenious way that we could read Hebrew in the prayer books. Explain that.
Well, late part of the 19th century and the early 20th century, there was huge migrations of Jewish people primarily from Eastern Europe. And over the decades that followed, they began to lose Hebrew as a prayer language. It had already been lost as a spoken language, but as a prayer language. And what developed was something called transliteration. And this is a method of using syllables in English to actually be able to read the Hebrew, so it has the phonetic English, so that Jewish people that had lost the ability to read in Hebrew from the prayer books could use this method called transliteration and actually say the Shema and the Vahafta and all the different prayers in the synagogue.
Now, you tell me, how old is your daughter?
8 years old.
And can she read Hebrew with the transliteration?
She sure can. She can follow along on tapes, and she can actually read the Hebrew.
Yeah, you know, and it's quite a miracle story how Hebrew was restored in Israel, because it just wasn't a spoken language outside of the Scriptures. How was it? Because if it hadn't been restored, we'd be Tower of Babel in Israel, you know, all these different languages.
Said it had to be rebuilt. The language of Hebrew actually had to be rebuilt, because in biblical Hebrew, you don't have Hebrew words for all these modern things that came about in the 2,000 years that followed,
right,
or 2,500 years that followed the Hebrew Scriptures. And so a man named Eliezer ben Yehuda, who I believe was prophetically called of God, moved to, at the time, Palestine, and actually created multiple volumes of what became the modern Hebrew dictionary, and now they're all united with one language in direct fulfillment of last day's Bible prophecy.
Is that amazing what our God has done? But I want to take you back to the importance of meditation. Give me one reason from Scripture why meditating is important.
Well, I have to first define meditation. In Hebrew, the idea of meditation is not to reflect with the mind, but to mutter. The word is Haggah, which we derive Haggadah, to tell. When we read the Haggadah at Passover, we're actually telling, reciting the Passover story. So meditation is to have on our mouths, to mutter, to confess the word of God. When God spoke to Joshua to prepare him to bring the children of Israel into the promised land, he said, if you want to succeed, meditate on my word. Keep it in your mouth, not in your heart, just in your heart or in your mind, but on your mouth. Mutter it, speak it forth, and you will prosper in all that you do. So this word Haggah is to confess, to mutter, and that's because the power of God of Scripture comes alive when it's vocalized, when it's confessed, and because there's creative force in speaking, in speech.
And so many people are getting healed when they read the promises of God in this ancient language that God gave all of humanity, called Hebrew, that the Old Covenant was written in. When they speak God's promises with their understanding and in Hebrew, it's a frequency that gets right through to heaven. I want to find out more about this. We'll be right back.
God gave Israel Hebrew, a supernatural language. When the prophets spoke in Hebrew, God's promises would come to pass. More with Jonathan Bernis when we return to It's Supernatural. Call now and get this supernatural book and audio CD combo by Rabbi Jonathan Bernis, Confessing the Hebrew Scriptures. The Lord is our shalom, peace. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1703. This beautiful book includes 46 inspirational photos, includes 59 of God's greatest scriptural promises for you to confess, written both in English and in Hebrew. Through the ease of transliteration, you can declare each promise for yourself in Hebrew. Included is this audio CD with Jonathan reading every verse in English and then a native-born Israeli reading them in Hebrew.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
Yevarechecha Adonai veYishmerecha.
I mean, imagine confessing these promises of God, internalizing them in Hebrew, in English, the Israeli speaking it in Hebrew with beautiful background music. I'll tell you, no demon in hell will want to come into your home or car.
Don't miss out on getting this supernatural book and audio CD combo by Rabbi Jonathan Bernis, Confessing the Hebrew Scriptures. The Lord is our shalom, peace. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1703. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 1703 or log on to Sid Roth. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Four supernatural events that spell the end of the world. What are they, Jonathan?
Sid, there's many, but four that I really want to focus on are, number one, the restoration of Israel in 1948 and Jerusalem in 1967 started the end time prophetic clock. So that's the first one. Until Israel was back in the land, the people of Israel were back in their own land, we could not say biblically we're in the last days. That was the first event. The second is similar, but it's still continuing today and it's miraculous. And that's communities of Jewish people, the Russian Jewish community, over a million from the North country, returning to their land.
That's in other words, so it was actually prophesied that, and exactly north of Israel is the former Soviet Union.
Exactly, over a million Russian-speaking Jews in Israel today. But Sid, I'm seeing tribes, lost tribes, that I believe were connected to the lost tribes of Israel, which were never lost because God always knew where they are. The Lemba in Zimbabwe and the Bush of Zimbabwe, the Ethiopian Jews, the Beta Israel, over 130,000 living in Israel now. All of these lost tribes are now coming back to Israel. The B'nai Menashe in India that have claimed for years, for centuries, that they were the offspring of Menashe are now going back to Israel.
And you know what's interesting? The rabbis went to investigate them to make sure that they're really Jews. And they did a blood test on one of these tribes in Africa, and they found that the DNA goes back to the high priests of Israel.
That's right. That's the Lemba. And Sid, 70% of the males tested had the Cohen gene, which is higher than the Sephardic and the Ashkenazi. They had the highest percentage of the Cohen gene in the middle of Zimbabwe, in the bush of Zimbabwe. We're working there now.
And God said he would preserve the Jewish people.
He did.
Are you getting this?
Amazing.
2,000 years scattered to the four corners of the earth, and Jews preserved. You and I went to China.
We did.
And we saw the Chinese Jews. Now, you've often wondered why Jewish people love Chinese food. Now you know.
Yeah. But the Chinese don't like Jewish food yet. But instead, I'm telling you, tribes of Jewish people are being restored to Israel. The Bible says all throughout the prophets, and every prophet but Jonah, Isaiah 11, in the last days, I will regather the outcasts of Israel. It's happening now, today, before our very eyes. The third is a movement to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. Not a rebuilt temple yet, but a movement that's growing in popularity, growing in stature to rebuild the temple. It's happening. And some of the temple artifacts are being rebuilt, are being refashioned.
So when Ezekiel talks about restoring a temple, they're really doing it. This Bible is like no other book we've ever seen. I mean, Edgar Cayce and all these psychics, they have predictions, and some work out and some don't, and some you have to read it into. But there are thousands of these predictions written thousands of years ago, verified by the findings of the Dead Sea Scroll. No one's tampered with the book, the Bible. And they're coming true in this generation.
Sid, we are watching Bible prophecy being fulfilled. The things that the prophets of old longed to see, wrote about, we're seeing. You're seeing. I'm seeing. You're seeing. It's absolutely amazing. It's miraculous.
Okay, let's go back to those two keys, speaking in tongues and meditate.
Well, I got to mention the fourth because it's the best of all.
Let's leave them. Hey, do you want to hear the fourth?
The fourth is the best. You got to hear the fourth. The fourth is the rise of messianic expectation. Orthodox Jews in Israel that are singing Mashiach, 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 we want the Messiah now. They're having dreams. They're having visions. Yeshua is being revealed to them. This is the appointed time to favor Zion. It's happening.
I am so sure that the Orthodox Jewish rabbis are right when they say we are in the footsteps of Messiah. They don't say return. I say we're in the footsteps. We can hear them. Can you hear them? We're in the footsteps of the Messiah's return. Now, you were a Messianic rabbi in a congregation for a while, and in the congregation, you taught people how to meditate. Tell me one case of someone that meditated on God's word.
Well, let me give you one example of the power of God to heal, to deliver, to set people free from anxiety, to bring divine provision. All of these things are promised in the word of God. And just as doctors have prescriptions in the natural, God has prescriptions for healing, for deliverance, for provision, for miracles, for salvation. It's all found in the Word of God. His prescription is to get the Word of God into our hearts, into our spirits, release it through confession, and it becomes a reality in the natural realm. That's God's prescription. Life and death sit are in the power of the tongue. And the reason I'm talking about this wherever I go is because faith is absolutely critical in the last days. We are in the last days, and the only people that are going to make it and, in fact, prosper during this time are the people that have the Word of God hidden in our hearts, that hear the voice of God, that know how to walk in faith and receive in faith. And that comes through praying in other tongues, building up our spirit, and secondly, by confession of the Word of God, by releasing life and power and provision and miracles through the Word of God being released through our confession.
All right, give me an example of someone that has meditated.
I had a woman in my congregation, over 20 years in severe depression. Just like the woman with the issue of blood had been to doctors, spent thousands of dollars, she was overwhelmed with depression. You could feel it all over her, and said, I'm a young pastor, I'm meeting with her for an hour, week after week, getting nowhere, and I'm really frustrated. This is going nowhere. The Holy Spirit spoke to me, actually while I was praying in tongues, and said, have her confess the Word of God. So I didn't meet with her for an hour, and I met with her for 10 minutes. And I said, I'm giving you a homework assignment. I'm giving you these scriptures. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm more than a conqueror through him who loves me and gave himself for me. I gave her five scriptures. I said, go home, confess these 20 times a day in the mirror, and come back in a week. She came back in a week later, she was a new person, completely delivered of depression. Why? Because instead of counseling her with my mind, the Word of God got into her spirit and released life.
I'm going to tell you something. That is your prescription to be the head and not the tail. But the most important thing is to believe that Jesus died for your sins, that you tell him you're sorry, believe the blood washed it away, and say, Jesus, come inside, be my Lord now.
Now you can confess God's promises for shalom, meaning peace, wholeness, rest, safety, healing, prosperity, favor, and success in Hebrew, and receive your supernatural breakthrough. Call now and get this supernatural book and audio CD combo by Rabbi Jonathan Burness, confessing the Hebrew Scriptures. The Lord is our shalom, peace. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1703.
I believe that the Hebrew tongue, which the prophets used to write the scriptures, has a portal that opens up into heaven when that language is released and the angels come up and down on what you're confessing.
This beautiful book includes 46 inspirational photos. It also includes 59 of God's greatest scriptural promises for you to confess, written both in English and in Hebrew. Then, through the ease of transliteration, you can declare each promise for yourself in Hebrew. Included is this audio CD with Jonathan reading every verse in English and then a native-born Israeli reading them in Hebrew.
Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
Vehu meholal mipesha'enu, meduka me'avonotenu, מוסר שלומנו עליו, ובחבורתו נרפא לנו.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
יברכך אדוני וישמרך.
Watch the Hebrew promises for shalom go directly into your spirit and manifest miracles in your life.
Not just healing, but deliverance, provision, divine provision. They're being set free from stress, from anxiety. I had a woman that did this, applied the Word of God. After suffering 20 years from depression, she was completely set free. How? By confessing the Word of God until it became a reality in her life.
I mean, imagine confessing these promises of God, internalizing them in Hebrew, in English, the Israeli speaking it in Hebrew with beautiful background music. I'll tell you, no demon in hell will want to come into your home or car.
Don't miss out on getting this supernatural book and audio CD combo by Rabbi Jonathan Burness, confessing the Hebrew Scriptures. The Lord is our shalom, peace. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1703. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 1703 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, there's a diabolical supernatural strategy to stop our children from knowing God. If this strategy of God is followed, you will not lose your children. You will not lose your grandchildren. You will not lose your great-grandchildren.